NGCB. Resorts World could have avoided $10.5 million fine. NGCB findings and board changes. The Nevada Gaming Control Board, NGCB, has concluded that Resorts World Las Vegas might have averted a $10.5 million anti-money laundering penalty if stronger corporate governance had been in place earlier. NGCB member George Assad made the observation after the board moved to ban Matthew Bowyer, the Southern California man convicted of operating an illegal sports bookmaking operation that targeted more than 700 bettors. Bowyer's activities, which at times included taking wagers from Ippi Mizuhara, the interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, triggered a wider probe into how casinos detect and respond to suspicious conduct on the gaming floor. If Resorts World had an independent, empowered board and clear reporting lines to a senior compliance officer, Bowyer would have been identified and excluded much earlier, and the casino would have avoided this costly enforcement action, Assad said. We saw a gap between floor-level observations and the compliance decision-makers responsible for escalating these issues. That structural weakness is unacceptable under Nevada law. The NGCB's critique centers on timing. Resorts World only implemented a formal board of directors late in 2024 and subsequently appointed Michelle DiTondo, an experienced human resources executive who previously held senior roles at Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts International. The board also installed Jennifer Roberts as head of compliance, a step the NGCB highlighted as corrective, but one that came after regulators say critical windows to act had passed. Matthew Bowyer pleaded guilty in federal court to charges including operating an illegal gambling business, money laundering, and filing a false tax return. He received a custodial sentence of 12 months, began serving his term in October, and is expected to be released this summer, followed by a period of supervised release. Industry response and compliance lessons. Resorts World's $10.5 million penalty is one of the largest in Nevada history and follows related enforcement elsewhere. Caesars Entertainment was fined $7.8 million after regulators concluded the company failed to detect and bar Bowyer, despite indicators of suspicious behavior. Compliance experts say the case illustrates recurring vulnerabilities across large casino operations, notably when high-traffic resorts lack direct, auditable lines between surveillance and senior compliance teams. This isn't just about a single bad actor, said Amanda Sinclair, a Las Vegas-based gaming compliance consultant with 2 decades of experience advising casino operators and regulators. It's about corporate design. Casinos must ensure that observations on the gaming floor are routed immediately to compliance and governance bodies that can act. Speed and clarity of authority determine whether an isolated incident becomes a systemic breach. Sinclair offered a practical checklist for operators. Formalize board oversight of anti-money laundering AML programs, maintain a named senior compliance executive with direct access to the board, and employ regular independent AML audits. Those steps are inexpensive relative to the reputational and regulatory costs of a major fine, she said. For its part, Resorts World has restructured some elements of its governance and emphasized the new appointments as part of a broader remediation plan. Regulators indicated they will monitor implementation closely and may require further reporting to ensure the changes translate into day-to-day operational improvements. The case underscores a broader regulatory theme in Nevada and nationally. As gaming markets expand and player profiles diversify, robust governance and clear escalation pathways are becoming non-negotiable elements of legal and responsible casino operations. Resorts World, the NGCB, and Caesars all remain under heightened scrutiny as regulators evaluate whether recent corporate changes sufficiently close the gaps that allowed Bowyer's operation to persist.